Welcome back to another episode of the Finance Bible Podcast. Zeke here.
And your co-host, Oscar. But before we get into it, please note that nothing in this podcast should ever be considered as personal financial advice.
Of course, if that is what you are seeking, reach out. We'll get you in touch with the correct professionals. Get the job done properly.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's get into it.
Today we're going to talk about an interesting topic, which is it's close to my heart. Zeke, it might be close to your heart. But it's about taking risks in your 20s and your 30s and kind of the importance of doing it in those years before you decide to settle down and have a lot more responsibility, like kids, a family, perhaps a mortgage or whatever it may be. But we just want to touch on why it's so important to if you're an ambitious type like ourselves or a lot of people I know, doing it in the younger years, why it does pay dividends.
And even if you're not in your younger years, it could be taking like bounded versus unbounded risks. So, for example, ones that actually have a limit of the consequences versus ones that could ultimately ruin your life, like changing careers or something, for the people who are in their 50s, 60s, and so on.
Yeah, exactly right. I think one of the main reasons for taking risks is, especially in your early days, is the opportunity to grow and to learn. You know, when you do take risks, let's just say, for example, you've always wanted to get into give me an industry, a good job, or any job, something people might want to get involved in.
I'm just going to go out there and say something close to home from a lot of friends doing it. I'm going to say mining.
Mining, fair enough. Well, look, let's just say you've been working at a cafe for 10 plus years or whatever, how long it is, and you've always wanted to go into the mining, but you're going to miss your friends, you're going to miss your family because it's a bit of the FIFO, isn't it, on and off?
This one can be, yep.
Yep, exactly right. But the thing is, if you don't take that risk, you'll never be exposed to the new experiences because all that has to happen is you give it a go and then it's a domino effect. You meet someone who introduces you to someone else and all of a sudden you might get promoted in this role and then different paths. It's literally the butterfly effect as well, as many people have seen that movie. It's it takes me back when I moved to Sydney, and that's where I met yourself, mate. And if I didn't actually take the risk to move to Sydney, this podcast would not have been a thing, literally.
Which is funny because I, exact same thing, moved to Sydney and shortly after you jumped in.
That's all about taking a risk. Like I probably only visited Sydney once or twice before I actually moved. I had no idea. I just was sick of where I was living. So I'm like, get me out of here. Let's just give it a go. And next minute. But it's all about exposing yourself to new experiences and challenges. And pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, because that's, you know, you talk about cold showers in the morning, you know, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's literally how you grow.
And it's, you've got to also understand the actual fear behind it and what that means. Like if you embrace the psychology of risk taking, then you can obviously go into it and do it further. There's a good old saying, actually, I don't even know what's a saying, but every mistake is good, obviously. You learn something from it.
Mm.
There's no real thing as mistakes. Like anything that goes wrong or not according to plan, you learn something from it. It's not a mistake. It's more of a misadventure to get to where you want to be.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Very,
yes.
Very interesting.
So if you do try and do something and you make a few mistakes along the way, you take the risk to do it, ultimately you're going to actually be learning what you're doing. And if you're going into a different career, you know, it could be career development. But if you're just taking a risk doing something like, I don't know, going on a blind date, let's just say that for example.
Good fun,
you reckon?
From yourself?
From myself.
Your old blind dates you used to tell me about?
I've never done it.
I swear you have. Maybe it was someone else.
I wish that I did.
Maybe it was Cody.
Mate, I might do it just for a bit of fun now. Take a risk. Get out of my comfort zone.
Do it.
Oh, mate, it'd be chaos. Imagine that. Oh. Imagine opening your eyes and seeing me. You'd instantly be in love.
If I was the person at the other end of the table, I'd probably be walking away.
Oh, a happy man. Oh, a happy woman. But if you do something like that, just for example, the personal development that you'll gain from that experience and a bunch of different experiences too ends up being worth it in the long run. So a risk is always worth taking. No risk, no reward.
And I think looking at our own journey. We touched on it in our business podcast, the three-part podcast, talking about how if you have a desire to start your own business and you're a bit nervous, but you do it, the worst thing that can really happen is it doesn't work out and then you go back to your job, what you're doing now or what you were doing in the past. It's really not that bad of an outcome if it doesn't perform well. So taking a risk in that area is important because if it pays off, it pays off. And especially during your 20s and 30s, like these are the ages when you don't really have responsibility. Like, yes, you may have to pay rent or look after yourself and do your shopping and stuff, but you don't necessarily have kids yet or a family or a mortgage or multiple mortgages. And you don't really have to, you know, be the mature, responsible adult. You can kind of, you know, try it out, see what happens. But if you're sitting on the fence about looking at doing it, it's, yeah, I just can't talk about enough how important it is to just take the risk.
And even if you are in that position where, you know, you might be a bit more at the later stages of life as a young person, then you've still got enough time, generally speaking, to recover from whatever does go wrong, if it does go wrong. So if it did go wrong, you know, you've got time to fix it. But if it doesn't go wrong, you'll be laughing.
That's true.
And that brings me back to the point I was making about bounded versus unbounded risk taking. You've got to risk it for the biscuit, one of my favorite sayings from back in the day.
American pie, isn't
it? It's a good one. But if it's a bounded risk, it has known limitations. So, for example, if you're starting a debt-free side hustle, so you're just throwing hours into it, the limitation on that, the bound is, okay, you're wasting hours if it doesn't go according to plan. But are you really? Because you learn from it anyway. Whereas unbounded is something that could have a flow-on effect or a drastic impact. Like, for example, it could be starting a side hustle but with a 500 grand loan. Or it could be...
Yeah, that's a whole different story. You've got to pay the loan back.
Changing careers into something you've got no idea about, you've never done it, you know no one in it, you have no qualifications, and the likelihood is very low that it would work out. So that's the difference between a bounded and unbounded.
And I also think, yes, we're talking about 20 and 30-year-olds within that area, but even if you're not 20 or 30, let's say you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, at the same time, it's never too late to take a risk and try something completely different. You've seen so many successful entrepreneurs like change the whole industry when they're in their 50s or 60s, and then they're, you know, it's an absolute success. They make billions and millions, successful company. But having a backing, like don't throw all your eggs. It's like investing 101. Don't throw all your eggs in one basket. If you want to, you know, take the risk, just make sure you've got enough money set aside to cover everything you need in case it went bad and you lost all the money in the business, for example. Be sensible about it, because you have, everyone says the horror stories. You can just type in literal like entrepreneur horror stories or whatever, and there would just be endless amounts of just people.
Yeah, the same with anything positive in the world. You go to do it, you do a bit of research, it's like reasons not to do this, bang.
It's just, but it's literally never too late. You just got to be sensible about it. Another good one is the avoiding regret thing. It's a conversation, it's a little lingo people talk about. But avoiding regret, people tend to look back on life when they're older. Like I was watching the other week on TikTok this video of someone filming these old like individuals in nursing homes.
Yeah, if it was a nursing home, yeah, it could be just normal retirement village or were they getting looked after or what?
I believe so. Yeah, maybe it was a retirement village or something like that. Anyway, they're quite old, probably in the 80s or 90s. And they were saying, what is the one lesson you would tell your younger self? And probably around 85 to 90% of the individuals who got interviewed all said they should have taken the risk of what they love to do instead of working like the job that they did just to make money, which is quite interesting because everyone goes along like you grow up wanting to be like a footy player or a police officer or an astronaut or whatever it may be. And then most of the time when you get older, you go into a completely other thing, but you still deep down want to do what your goals were. And then everyone just you just don't align with it because you're too nervous to take the risk. And now it's like, well, I'm too old now. I should have done it maybe in another life. But just do it. It's literally like, just do it.
Yeah, well said.
Just figure it out and just do it. Like, what, as we mentioned just before, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah, and if you're going down that path, there's two very simple things you can do to mitigate risk as well. One of which, I mean, they're both very important, but I love this one. It's actually like manage your impulsivity. So if you're really impulsive and you wake up tomorrow morning, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go build rockets. And then you try and go do that out of nowhere. Obviously, it's probably not going to work. Or, you know, you might even go, I'm going to go start a cafe. And then the next morning you wake up again and go, no, I'm going to create a toothpaste line. So, you know, being impulsive, just manage it. The other one is actually a bit of thought-based research and thinking. So when you go, hey, I am going to take this risk, think about, all right, well, what am I actually doing? What is the consequence? What is the outcome? What is the potential of this? So if you're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to risk it and let's go along the financial side, I'm going to invest in Bitcoin. Like, yeah, it's a bit of a risk. You know, you could win, you could lose. It's not as bad as sports bet because you can actually think about it a bit more. But with Bitcoin, you know, you can sit there and analyze it. You can look at the chart and figure out where you should buy and where you shouldn't. Do a bit of research on how it works. So just put a bit of thought into it. Don't be too impulsive. And then, yeah, it's really important to jump into it.
Yeah, I probably love it. I was going to say as well, I was one of those people who had all those ideas when I was growing up. I had a car washing company, which was actually a good company for a little bit. I had a lawn mowing, I think it was called Don Gardening. Didn't get one client.
Oh, that's sad.
Didn't do anything. But you've just got to keep persisting over time. Like I probably, there's a few others I started. I can't really think of them right now. But I did little side hustles and then this one didn't work, this one didn't work, this one didn't work. But you just keep going and going and going. Then eventually one may stick. But it's all about being resilient, building resilience, and that's what risk-taking teaches you. It teaches you how to cope with failure, setbacks, and uncertainty. So if you develop the resilience early in your life, it can help you bounce back stronger from literally any challenge and also help you mentally with developing a positive mindset. So with a positive mindset, obviously mindset's key. You can use that for literally everything in life for the rest of your life. And that's why it's important to kind of learn those skills when you don't have all that responsibility and you can, you know, learn and grow and also fail at the same time.
Yeah. And I mean, the actual importance of taking risks, it can do so many things to you. It can open your eyes to a whole new world. You can meet people you never would have met. You can end up creating businesses. You can end up getting promoted into different industries and different roles. But another, like just an example of a risk that personally you and I should probably take more, to be honest.
Oh, tell me.
And probably everyone at home too. We're about to find out. But actually like going to networking events and putting yourself out there and getting to meet people and stuff, like, yeah, sure, it's all good and dandy to rock up somewhere and be like, oh, I'm at a networking event or whatever it is. But if you just go there and you don't actually like talk to people and meet people and expand
no
your
point
circle,
being there.
Like what are you doing? That's one very little risk. Like, what could go wrong? You meet someone, you introduce yourself.
You just don't like
them. And then they go, yeah, okay. And that's it.
Yeah. Like, good chat.
Yeah, you're like, all right. Like, that's a waste of 10 seconds. Yeah. I mean, what a douche. But then you just move on and talk to the next person.
Literally.
And the next one. And guess what? After 5 minutes, you might talk to someone who ends up being $1 million man for your company and boosting revenue and doing X, Y, Z.
Yeah, you meet someone who wants to invest. And with these networking events as well, not just networking, like any event that which you're wanting to look down in that industry, you can actually, as you mentioned just then, the circle. I think the circle is an important thing. You want to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who have taken risks, who can also be a mentor or guide you in, you know, their way and what they may recommend of different steps. But having people in the same circle who can keep you accountable, keep you on track, if you have any questions, you ask them. I think that is like so important. Like we've got a quite a few different connections in our circle. Like we're pretty lucky how we can ask people if we need for advice or anything like that. And good old Mr. Minor as well.
Mr. Minor.
Mr. Minor last year. So I think surrounding yourself with the right people, right goals, and on the same path, or even you want to be where they are right now. I think that's pretty important, because basically you just aspire to be them and they'll teach you how to get there.
Yeah, and like thinking back to childhood, right? Because I know I am a bit of a risk taker now. Like, I love to run amok and just see what I can get away with. And that sounds horrible to say.
That
See what I can
sounds
get away with
horrible.
is in, I'll go and actually do things that I probably, I can't even say that I probably shouldn't, because that sounds bad too. I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say here. Jump in.
I actually can't even, like, I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Well, I'm trying to say that I like to take risks, and
Calculated risks.
yeah, and I'm probably more in the risk taker side than the sit back and be conservative side.
So your risk profile would be to the
Oh
other
yeah,
end,
it'd be to the high end.
high end of the spectrum.
But everyone is children, unless your parents were like really strict and were like, "Hey, don't walk on that balance beam," or you're not allowed outside, or
Yeah, these kids are doing everything they said
don't
not to
eat
do.
dirt because you might die or something like that. We're risk takers at heart. Every one of us, you're just doing stupid things as children, like just ridiculous things, riding scooters with no helmets on at skate parks and trying to do tail
So
whips and
ridiculous.
backflips. Well, it is ridiculous, really. Like, how many people do you know now, like adults, that haven't ridden a scooter, would just jump on a scooter with no helmet and go and try and do a backflip or something at the skate park?
Oh yeah, not yeah,
No one.
yeah.
But
You're
as a
right.
kid, I'd be like, yeah, hit me up, I'm doing
True. You're right. Yeah.
it. So, like, all these things that now, as adults, we'd be like, oh, that's outlandish. Back then, as children, before we were told, hey, don't do this, don't take risks, blah, 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 we would have done it. It's our natural way of living, and that's the way that we should be. So, I love taking risks.
There you go. And I just like to take this time. One of my favorite entrepreneurs and now an author is Stephen Bartlett. As if anyone's following me on LinkedIn would have seen the other week, posted just a bit of my key learnings from his book, The Diary of a CEO. But he's got an unbelievable quote about taking risks. And I'll just quickly read them. So it says, "Taking no risks will end up being your biggest risk. You have to risk failure to succeed. You have to risk rejection to be accepted." Strong words.
Yeah, well, if you never take a risk, right,
That's your biggest, that literally is your biggest risk,
then
is being in the status quo.
you probably never fail. And if you never fail, then you never learn. And if you never learn, you're a bum. So,
A bum.
yes, a bum. I haven't used that word for a long time. But yeah, if you never fail and you never learn and you're just constantly, following the ordinary, you get stuck in it, stuck in it, stuck in it. And then finally, when you're like, oh, I could probably try this, I'd probably wave to someone in the street instead of walking past them. It's heaps scary. The longer you wait and the more scary it gets, the less likely you are to take the risk. It's like thinking back to bungee jumping.
Oh,
When I was up there at the Never Spongy, it's like 150 meters or
yeah. I
something,
know that
or
bungee.
140 or
I pulled
whatever.
out of that one.
Did you?
Mate,
Were
fuck.
you standing up there for too long?
I was on ground looking at what I want to do that week in Queenstown. And I saw that and I was with Dad and he was like, "Yeah, let's do it." I'm like, "Nah, fuck, no chance."
That's unreal.
So I respect that you've done that. That is risk taking. That's a different type of risk taking, but I love it.
Yeah, well, I just got up there and I went, unreal, get me off.
You're like, what's the
Bang.
worst thing that can happen? Well,
Yeah,
I know.
nothing.
The rope might snap.
No, the rope won't snap. That's okay. It's called a thought-based risk. I've done the calculating. There's different weight harnesses. They weigh you before you hop on.
Mate, you would have been up
All's good.
the biggest harness then.
I wish. Imagine that. I think from our group, I was actually the heaviest there, to be fair. But the other boys are all quite small in comparison to me.
Big boy, big
Oh, jokes. If you fellas are listening, you know it's true. But no, like, the longer you're up there, I watched other people do it, obviously. And the longer they kind of stood and thought about it and processed it, the more you could see them going,
Yeah,
oh,
we'll just do it.
I'm
Just
not
get out.
sure. Whereas I was just like, yeah, get me down there, let's go, and Just did a big swan dive, copped it, loved it, and it was
And you
beautiful.
look back, you're like, I'm glad I did that.
I love watching the video. I'm
Imagine
like,
if
oh, it's
you
unreal.
walked down and you just decided you're not going to do it, you'd be regretful for your whole life until you do it again. So
To
that's
the
what people are like when they're older, looking back in life.
Yeah, literally, to this day, I would hate myself. And guess what? I'm going back again in 3 months and I'll be doing it again.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, it's just unreal. But yeah, that's just a simple example of taking a risk. And the benefit I got out of it was awesome.
Perfect. Mate, I love it. Well, I think unless you have anything else, I've touched on majority of what I believe is important in your 20s and 30s. Do you have any one more thing to add before we wrap up?
Well, yeah, it hasn't really been an informative podcast, has it? It's more why we think risk is good, what we've
Which is
done,
informative.
and yeah, that's true. Everyone out there, make sure you take a risk every day and get into it, enjoy life, and don't live life out of fear. Just keep taking the risk, and yeah, you'll be happy.
Happy as Larry. We'll see you on the next app.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, you know exactly what to do.
Hit that follow button, subscribe, whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. Also share it to your friends, family, co-workers, whoever you think may benefit from it. But unfortunately, it's the end, and we'll see you next week.